Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, on today's show, I want to talk inheritance. You've inherited something from your parents or relation, whatever. How common is that in the United States? And are you prepared to pass wealth on to your heirs? So we're going to take this from two different perspectives. We're going to talk about inheritance. Case one, you, the heir, you're inheriting, potentially. And then case two, your heirs. Whether that's kids, maybe you don't have kids. I've got a four-year-old now. So with respect to this conversation, my perspective has changed over the years. If you're new to the show, my wife and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in early spring of 2012, so a little over 9 years ago. And we began this path of investing, buying single family houses, as it were, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with the goal in mind of building up that passive income, that cash flow to retire ourselves so that we could replace first her income and then my income. We've achieved that. But now we have a new focus because in the interim, we have a new focus. That is that four-year-old. So we're going to start off talking about you, the heir, case number one, and then in the latter part of the show, we'll take on that second perspective. So you, the heir, are you expecting to, and I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek, I know that often this comes with sorrow, of course, but are you expecting to win, quote-unquote, that inheritance lottery? And if so, when? Right? At what age? What age might you be? And how much could it be? And in fact, what are your odds, so to speak? And I've got a couple articles I'm going to lean on. One study in particular that's very interesting. It's a study. It has none of the emotion that you'll find in any of the articles you tend to dig up online these days. But we'll lean on both. But I think the big number you need to understand first and foremost is that over the next 30 years, three decades, we are expecting roughly $36 trillion, that's trillion with a T as in Thomas, trillion, $36 trillion will change hands. And this is according to a wealth manager, United Income, and in fact, they are the authors of the study that we'll look at, $36 trillion over 10 years. And of course, like we said, flip the coin then, are you going to ensure that somebody else wins that inheritance lottery? Somebody behind you in line, whether that's, again, your four-year-old, your kids, your grandkids. Maybe you don't have kids, but you're a member of a church. We're all members of some community. Maybe you're involved with a charity. Are you setting up those heirs for success? So we're going to get to that. First, I got to tell you, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled because I got finally, after over a year hiatus, I got out to one of the in-person case studies. We did that here in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Lifestyles offices in Las Colinas, which is in Irving. If you're not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's nestled Irving's right in between Dallas and Fort Worth, very near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And we reopened. We opened and we had the case study live and in person. If you've caught any bit of the show over the past year during the pandemic, you know that we have continued doing those case studies live, but online, virtually, fully virtually. Well, we did that virtually again this time, but with the offices open as well to those that wanted to venture out, and I ventured out. And it was a blast. It was great to see so many investors, people that I've seen and known for years now, but had not seen in so long. And they were there shaking hands, trading stories. How have you been doing during COVID? How's your portfolio held up? Are you collecting, you know, all those good topics? Met a lot of new investors, new to me anyhow as well. Some experienced, some truly new. And I love the case studies in part because that helps keep me grounded, helps keep me apprised of what's going on in the market, because we're hearing typically two case studies presented by single family investors. So one investor, or maybe it's a family, will get up there, and they're typically the new ones. They've just taken down their first house. They're excited. They want to share the numbers. They want to give back. That's part of the community there. And then typically we'll have a second presenter that talks from the single family perspective, single family house, rental house. And typically these are more experienced. Maybe they're a little bit farther down the line. And the gentleman that presented, I caught the very tail end of his presentation. He is very experienced. In fact, he's taken down some multifamily on his own as an independent rental owner. He's moved along that trajectory. And then finally, we have a multifamily presenter, somebody that is maybe a passive in apartments, or more commonly a lead investor, somebody that is syndicating the deals. And that's exactly who got up and presented at this case study. And normally I like to bring you some numbers, and I have to confess, I was so absorbed in talking with my networking with my fellow investors in the foyer, I guess it's called. I didn't make it into the actual meeting room, the seminar room where the presenters were talking until the multifamily. The good news is these are recorded. And again, it was blasted out live. So you could watch that without actually making it into the offices if you're still feeling a little bit shy. So I'll go back and watch those case studies at a later date. But great information. And again, great just to be out there and networking and seeing the smiling faces again. And by the way, if attending one of the case studies is something you would like to do, if you'd like to see what's going on with single family or multifamily, and you're not quite, maybe you're still feeling just a little bit shy, I would encourage you to do one of two things. Number one, if you're on Facebook, follow Lifestyles Unlimited. We have a page out there, and we've been live streaming the case studies there. And alternatively, maybe you don't use Facebook. A lot of people aren't on social media. Lifestyles also has a YouTube channel, and you can follow that. In fact, as I was pulling up into the parking lot to go to the case study, I got a little ping on my phone from YouTube saying, hey, we're getting ready to go live with the case study. So had I decided to stay home, I could have just pulled that up and watched the whole thing from there. But boy, I'm so elated to have gotten back out there, seen so many people that I haven't seen in so long. Great event. And there's more coming up. 2-day financial freedom seminar, in fact, is on day two right now here in Dallas. So I've got some more information for you. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're going to talk about that big lottery, inheritance. And of course, I say that in part tongue-in-cheek. I get that that often comes with a bit of sorrow, unfortunately. And I'm not speaking from a lot of experience here. My parents both passed away over 2 decades ago. So this topic is well behind me from the point of view of the heir. But I've now picked up the torch because I am now the one that has a potential heir. Well, I have an heir. That is my son. He's 4 years old. So although my wife and I began this journey 9-plus years ago as investors, our focus then was far different than it is now, which is that little guy that you may have heard me talk about on past shows. And speaking of past shows, if you missed any shows, if you want to catch any of the prior episodes. If you missed part of this one and want to come back, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio tab. You'll find those past shows archived there, all the other hosts, as well as Del Walmsley and the Del Walmsley Radio Show, which is on middle of the week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central Time. And I would encourage you while you're there. I was just telling you ahead of the break, we're coming back, getting those live events going again, typically on two paths now, both live and in person, like the case study was that I attended, as well as still live streamed. If you're still not comfortable getting out, you can do these things virtually. And when you go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, you'll see a button at the top. It says in yellow, free, or framed in yellow, blue letters, free workshop live stream. Good introduction to the notion of investing in real estate. You'll learn about how we make money with rental real estate. And this will tie into the second part of the show, of course, when we shift from you, the heir, to your heirs, when it comes to this notion of inheritance. But we get into that at the free workshop, not the inheritance side, but how we make our money, how you can double your money, in fact, with apartments, and the general map that we follow to achieve that financial freedom that my wife and I did. That was our first focus. Well, now it's, like I said, it's shifted. So, and speaking of shifting, let's do a couple things. I want to give you the number here if you do have any questions on today's topic or really anything else. Maybe you have a question about the upcoming expo. Give me a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And again, shifting to that topic of inheritance, I want to, again, take the point of you potentially inheriting some amount of wealth. And there are a lot of articles out. There's a lot of information. If you find any of the articles posted by news, you're going to find it spun a little bit in one direction or the other. And I'm going to start with one of those articles. Now, this goes back to November 2019. This was published in the Los Angeles Times. And they've honed in on a study. And we're going to look at that study as well. And the title of this article says, Trillions with a T, trillions will be inherited over the coming decades, further widening the wealth gap. So they've taken that angle, of course. And when we get to the second part of the show, if you're concerned about the wealth gap and closing that gap, you can take action. You can do something about it. You can do something that benefits your heirs and make sure they're not on the wrong side of that gap. But we'll get to that. And I also want you to keep in mind when they talk about a wealth gap, I honed in on this in particular because a lot of studies, a lot of this sort of information is presented as an average. And you have to understand, especially when we get to some of the numbers we're going to talk about today, that those averages can really shift and they can really skew depending on who is part of the sample. And well, the wealthy are part of that sample. Think about Warren Buffett. And we'll talk about him and his giving pledge here in a minute as well. I'm not going to go through a lot of the meat and potatoes of this particular article because a lot of it is just summary of the study itself. But I did want to dial in a particular paragraph that caught my eye as I was perusing this. It says, as more Americans live longer without the safety net of a traditional pension. So they've honed in on what we've known for 30 plus years now. Pensions have gone the way of the dodo. And as Americans live longer, now this is interesting, they say that the data suggests that they're spending frugally to make sure their wealth lasts. The result? More Americans dying before they can spend all of their savings. Okay. Well, we know, and we've talked about on the show, one of the big fears out there is that you will outlast your savings. You want to get to the grave before you've spent everything down to the penny and have no more money to support yourself. But what they're saying is, well, people are, they're making that stretch. How are they doing it? By living frugally, not living the lifestyle. And what I want you to think about, and we'll get to this in part two of the show, is building that lifestyle, creating not those savings. Here they say it, before they spend all of their savings. And that's the problem. People are putting together a pot of money. For some, it's really big. For some, it's really small. And they're trying to make those savings stretch. They're spending it down day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. How do I stretch that pot of gold a little bit longer? What we do is different. We invest in assets that throw cash our way every month, every quarter, every year, and go up in value, allowing us to cash out in, to much aplomb, massive amounts and take down more cash flowing assets. So we're not saving, We're investing, and those investments are throwing cash our way so that we don't have to spend frugally in those quote-unquote golden years when we want to be enjoying life. In fact, the next paragraph here in the article says that financial advisors say they often need to encourage affluent clients, wealthy clients, to enjoy their wealth rather than hoard it. Enjoy it. Don't hoard it. So we got a bit of a scarcity mentality going on here as well, and I get that. When you're sitting on a pot of gold like Scrooge McDuck and you're afraid that you're giving out too many coins and you're going to get to the bottom of that pile before you get to the end of your life, that's a problem. Now, when you have money coming in the door every day, every week, every month, every quarter, that's offsetting that lifestyle, you're fine. You don't have those worries. And it does go on to say, and this goes back to the wealth cap, that the money left behind for middle class Americans is dwarfed by that inherited by the children of the very wealthy. And I'm going to take it from there and jump over to this study here, because in fact the article, the LA Times article, this was back from November 2019, linked to this study. I'm glad it did. It's a very interesting read. It's called Inheriting Retirement Security. And it's many, many pages, a lot of good information, a lot of good statistics. We'll look at a couple of the numbers here so that you understand, going back to the opening of the show, what are your chances of winning? When could it occur? Right? What age? And how much might it be? Well, they've looked at this. They've looked at these numbers, particularly germane to my generation. I'm Gen X. I'm in my mid-40s. Millennials? You're somewhere else on the spectrum. We'll get to you after we talk about Gen X. But again, this study is called Inheriting Retirement Security. Their premise, essentially, is that you, with your gaps, and you have gaps, you know you do, in your retirement planning, you don't have enough of that nest egg, that pot of gold that you're sitting on just isn't quite bulked up enough the way it should be. Inheritance may save the day. 36.2 trillion with a T over the next 30 years. Are you going to participate in that wealth transfer? Stay tuned. We'll get to the numbers when we come back.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and if you've got a question, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. So today's topic, we're talking about inheritance, you the heir, and then as well, we'll get to in the probably end of this segment, or maybe the latter segment of the show, we'll talk about your heirs. And starting with a study, or actually an article in the Los Angeles Times that was citing the study we're going to dive into real quickly here. A study's called Inheriting Retirement Security. And I like looking at the studies, the sources to a lot of these articles we find online, because they tend to be dry. There's no emotion to them. They don't add the tagline at the end of their title to their article referencing the wealth gap. It's just simple information. The LA Times, well, they did reference the wealth gap and the fact that, hey, that's probably going to grow over the next 30 years due to the simple fact that we're expecting a wealth transfer of $36.2 trillion with a T dollars. 3 decades, $36.2 trillion going from one generation to the next. And the study I'm looking at here, again, Inheriting Retirement Security, this was published by United Income, which apparently I was just doing some research, is now owned by Capital One Bank. Matt Fellows and Lincoln Plews are the authors. This was back in late November 2019. Some really good data points, interesting data points. I find it fascinating. And they started by assessing, taking a look at some Federal Reserve data on inheritance received or provided, shifted, transferred, let's say, from the silent generation, those born before 1945, to the baby boomers. That's already begun. And in fact, that's happened over the last 30 years. And they found that the total value of inheritances in that 30-year period rose by 119%. So it went from $195 billion transferred in 1989 to $427 billion in 2016, adjusted for inflation. And they go on to cite some averages. And this is where, I have to hone in on the LA Times article and their wealth gap focus. And the fact that when we talk about averages, when we look at averages in this type of study, you have to be aware of how things are weighted. And, well, we have a lot of wealthy out there. You think about Warren Buffett. If he transferred the entirety of his wealth to his heirs, that would massively shift the bell curve to the far, far right. It would skew it tremendously, and that average would pop even more than we're going to see right here. In that 30-year period that we talked about between Silent Generation and Baby Boomers, average inheritances rose 75% from a value of $169,000 in 1989 to $295,000 in 2016. But that's the average. I'm going to get to the median in just a minute, because that's an important point for you to understand, especially if you think about the title of the study, which is Inheriting Retirement Security. An extra $300K, yeah, that would help me. I would invest that directly into apartments. Done. But it's not that big. Now, who or how often or what are your odds, I guess, of taking these winnings, so to speak? Well, it turns out, and this is a fairly consistent curve over the years, about 20%. 20% of households actually receive an inheritance. So that's one in five. That is a smaller number than I would have, I guess, what I had in my mind. So if you're expecting an inheritance right now, well, the odds are probably against you, millennials. We'll come to you in just a minute. Also interesting, something to consider, the average age when adults receive this inheritance, it's increasing. That makes sense. Back in 1989, the average age was 41. On 2016, it's now 51. And interestingly, 25% of inheritances have gone to adults over the age of 61. Okay, well, you're retired, maybe. I hope you're retired. So maybe that does go to help you shore up your retirement, provide for that retirement security. Okay, I get that. One last point of interest for you, and a very interesting point for me, the single-family buyer. Stocks, cash, and other financial-type investments represent about 46% of that value that's being transferred on the average estate. That means 54%. What is it? It's real estate. Real estate represents the balance. And in just 9% of the cases, that's all that's being transferred. We hear it all the time. Your home is your biggest investment. It's your biggest investment. Well, we've dispelled that myth in the past, but people focus in on that. And that's ultimately, for 9% of the situations, that's all that's being transferred. There are no savings. There is no retirement account. There is no IRA. Here's the house. And going back to me, the single family investor, I love those transfers, because a lot of the time, the recipients, guess what? They don't want it. So what do? Either they sell it in a hurry at a discount. They squabble among their 4, 5, 8, 10 siblings. We've come out ahead as a result of that many times. Or, great, great house. House I just leased, in fact. Had it for 5, 6 years now. It was this situation. Son inherited the house. Didn't want to live there. Lives out of town. Let a nephew, I think it was, stay at the house for free. What happens when you give something to somebody for free? They run it into the ground. Or use it as a drug house. Let the hoarders in. Just beat it up. And that's exactly what happened to this house. So we got it for a steal. So for you that's listening, that wants to become that single family investor, boy, when that type of heirship transfers, that's great for us. Because typically it's not well managed. And we come out ahead as on the good end of the deal. Back to the notion, though, of transfers of wealth. So we talked about the silent generation moving funds to the boomers. For the coming 30 years, they're looking at the boomers transferring to my generation, Generation X. Now, what does that median amount look like? Let me flip back. It's a pretty pithy study here. So we talked about the averages. If you're like me and you're in Gen X and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to get some winnings out of this inheritance transfer, what is it you're likely to get? That average, $295. Well, they found that the median is much, much lower, $55,000. Again, once inflation is accounted for, that's not a lot. Now, I, as a real estate investor, you as a real estate investor, we can buy a lot of single family houses with that. I can get into some multifamily apartment deals with that. But if that is your retirement security that you're looking forward to add to that pile of cash you're sitting on top of as your savings for retirement, that's not going to take you too much farther down the road. $55,000. Last point I want to make, they talk about major inheritances, and I want to take this over to Warren Buffett. That is definitely skewing that average. And in fact, they saw that from 1989 to 2016, those major inheritances, meaning those wealthy transferring their wealth, went from an average transfer of $2.7 million to $6.6 million, almost $4 million in one single transfer, on average. But that's not most of us. Those are the big dogs. Those wealthy. That's that 1% transferring. That's the Warren Buffetts, if he were to transfer his wealth. Now, here's an interesting thing. And we're going to talk to you millennials here in just a minute. And then we're going to talk about your strategy for becoming the one that bequeaths to your heirs. But I like what Warren Buffett has done. He has a giving pledge, and he has pledged to give during his lifetime 99% of his wealth to charity. Well, he has heirs. He has kids. Are they sitting on the sidelines crying as a result of this? No. Warren Buffett's philosophy is this, and his advice to you would be, if you're gonna give to your kids, you should, and I'm gonna quote him here, he says, you should leave your children enough so they can do anything, but not enough so they can do nothing. That's what we saw with that house that was just simply given to somebody over in the mid-cities and just run into the ground. In fact, I picked up two, basically in the same block. Same situation. When you give people enough so they can do nothing, well, that's what they do. So Warren Buffett, he's gonna keep from skewing that curve. But we heard some interesting stats, things you need to take away. 1 in 5 will get an inheritance. What do the millennials think is coming their way? Here's an article. It says over half of millennials expect an inheritance. Over half, that's 50%. We just heard 20% are lucky winners here. Over half expect an inheritance. Here's why. They may be disappointed. If you're a millennial, stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Walmsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so far, we have been examining the notion of inheritance, wealth transfer. A relation, your parents perhaps, your grandparents, somebody passes away, and they're kind enough to name you in their will. Hopefully they have a will. 60% of adults 55 and up do, which is a pretty big gap that don't, but maybe they don't have the wealth to transfer. Don't know what's on their mind. Thinking of part two of the show, and we've got one segment left. We're going to get this in there. If you are planning to transfer wealth, you should have a will. You should talk with an estate attorney to make sure you have everything set up the right way. We didn't have wills until our little guy came along. That first thing we did, sat down, lined all of that out, took care of business. Texas is a community property state. Before that, we weren't too worried about it. I don't know if we erred on that side, but we've taken care of that now that we've got an actual heir that we're thinking about. We'll get to that here. Last bit of the notion of you, the heir, that I want to get to. And this ties into what we talked about in the prior segment where we looked at a study that was conducted looking at inheritance from the silent generation to the baby boomers over a 30-year period. Expectations then for the coming 30-year period around baby boomers transferring wealth to Gen X, my generation, mid-40s, for example. And then we've got the millennials. And they found that a very consistent number over the years is that about 20% of American households actually inherit something from their elders in some way. That's 1 in 5. What are millennials thinking? What's on their mind? Well, there was an article on CNBC. Now, this goes back to 2018. It's a little bit older, but it says over half of millennials expect an inheritance but may be disappointed. Well, just simply tying those two numbers together, over 50% of millennials expect an inheritance, but we just heard that only 20% of households actually ever get one. So we got a little bit of a disconnect there. Even further to support this notion, and it's interesting, if they refer to millennials here, I have to flip back a page or two. It says young adults have high financial optimism. Now, I like optimists. I like people that see the glass half full, not half empty. I like people that have that abundance mentality. There is enough to go around, rather than that scarcity mentality that has them sitting on their stacks of gold, being frugal, trying to not outlive their money. I like people that have that abundance mentality, but there's a point where you have to let reality step in. And the survey was conducted per this article that stated nearly 70% of millennials. And this was in Natixis, which is a bank. Natixis is a French bank. They conducted a U.S. investor survey and found that nearly 70% of millennials expect an inheritance. That's an even bigger disconnect from what we heard. Yet, says the survey, only 40% of their parents plan to leave one. Now, we've got a disconnect there between the heirs and their parents, heir apparent. 70% expect it, 40% are planning for it, and then we saw that the historical curve really speaks to only 20%. Why might that 40% actually drop to 20%? I found another interesting piece. This was actually a blog on MassMutual titled, Why Millennials Should Not Rely on an Inheritance, and among other things, well, health costs. End-of-life health care expenses can get to be very, very high. We just heard that the median, not average, but median inheritance is around $55,000. And they found that the average cost of a private nursing room, or a private room in a nursing home, rather, is over $100,000 a year. This is in 2019. Hiring a home health aide. You have somebody that's headed towards end of life. And hiring that home health aide for basically around the clock, well, 44 hours per week, not even around the clock, year-round cost is over $50,000. Well, there goes your inheritance right there. And what's more? What's more is that even if parents aren't burning through the cash due to health, due to the end-of-life sort of issues, they're on the other end of the spectrum. They're healthy. They're healthy. They're spending their money on living expenses and living longer, and they're checking off what they call the bucket list. You've heard that, the bucket list. I want to go skydiving. If that's on your bucket list, get out there and do it. I'm a skydiver. I love it. You'll have fun. You just go spend some of that inheritance now. But that's what's happening. So millennials, if you're in that 70% that thinks you're expects to get an inheritance, you need to think twice. What can you do? So all of you that are expecting, thinking maybe I'm going to win that quote-unquote tongue-in-cheek inheritance lottery, should you expect that? Or should you plan to do something different? What can you do for yourself? I've already hinted at it throughout the show. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what we have been doing for over 30 years is educating and mentoring in rental real estate, buying single family houses. That's what my wife and I began with back in 2012. Others begin with apartments. People switch. I was talking to an investor at the case study the other night. He's in, I think he said 18 apartment deals. He said, you're a single family investor. I said, I sure am. I kind of want to I want to give that a try. He wants to give it a try. Great, do it. Single family, multifamily, you can do one or other or both. But ultimately, what are you doing? You're building passive income and you're generating wealth. Now, I already told you about the case study. I already told you about our website. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. At the top, you can click on the button for our free workshop that's online. You can do that from the comfort of your home. I want to tell you about another event that will be live and in person and that you want to get out to because it ties into the show today, and that is our Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2021, Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And the good news for me is it's right here in my backyard. I told you I went out to Las Colinas to the case study that's in Irving. Well, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo this year is going to be here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. If you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know what I'm talking about. It's got that kind of rusty top to the building. I always thought it looked like a boat. Well, that's where it's going to be. If you're not in Dallas-Fort Worth and you don't know what I'm talking about, the good news for you is it's a very easy flight into either Dallas-Fort Worth Airport or Love Field, and you're there in no time. And to our topic today, I was looking back at the 2020 Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and there was a session. I had it circled. I probably lost it. Here it is, a practical guide to managing your estate wealth. Obviously, as part of the 2 days, this is Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, Labor Day weekend, as part of the 2 days at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, you have an opportunity to go to a lot of different breakout sessions. I targeted some very specific granular things about managing a single family portfolio, a single family lease, stuff like that. And then some bigger picture stuff, just like this topic here, a practical guide to managing your estate wealth. Again, this was 2020. I don't know what the 2021 breakouts are going to be, but you can bet there will be something like that there. This is, after all, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. If you want to learn more, go check out the website. And it sounds just like what I just said, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. There are a number of different passes and packages. Figure out which one fits your goals best, single family, multifamily, going on the bus tour to look at the apartments and so on. And if you want to get in, use promo code Andy, A-N-D-Y, for $97 off any of those passes or packages. Again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. So we've talked at length about inheritance. What are your odds? At what age might that occur? 51, maybe even 61. 25% of people inheriting some form of wealth are 61 or older, but the median amount is only $55,000. Is that going to do it for you? No, you got to take control. You've got to take control. You've got to start investing in something that will not simply be a pile of change that you hope to outlive, but rather something that will be putting that change in your pocket. And I'm not talking small change. Every month, that's single family houses. Or every quarter, that's apartments. They tend to pay in quarterly dividends rather than monthly. You need to start to build that portfolio of passive income producing rental real estate. And along with that cash flow, which will get you to that financial freedom like it did for my wife and for myself, it'll aid you in then building that wealth. So when I think back to that article in the LA Times that talks about trillions being inherited over the coming decades broadening or widening the wealth gap, well, here's your opportunity to close that gap just a little bit, or maybe a lot. You take control, you start taking down these investment properties, and I'm telling you from experience over the past 9 years, the way that grows is amazing. You take one single family house, you start to collect the cash flow, you put a renter in place, they start to pay down the mortgage, you start to build up that equity right there. General appreciation happens over time, you're enjoying the tax advantages in the meantime, and eventually you realize 3, maybe 5 years in, it's time to cash out that equity. How do you do that? Cash out, refinance, or sell it and roll it into the next set of properties, or get into that multifamily deal. And when you get into those apartments, you tend to realize even bigger tax advantages, and your wealth acceleration goes even faster because apartments have massive wealth magnifying capability. So you build that portfolio, and then you start to think about that four-year-old, and you start to plan. You meet with that estate planner, you get that will into place. Make sure your kids, a simple thing you can do is just make sure they're not saddled with college loan debt if they go to college. Put something into place to support them by way of your rental income. Fund the college that way. Fund the trade school that way. Give them superb informal education and work ethic. Get them involved in your business as you build that portfolio so they're equipped to then go on and create wealth on their own. If you want to learn more, again, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code Andy for $97 off any pass or package. You're listening today to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. Again, this is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.